The sweeping energy bill that would save nuclear plants from shutting down while making big cuts to renewable and efficiency policies has stalled. The House Speaker says some of the representatives who would have voted yes on the measure weren't present, so he put off the vote.
We had four yes votes from when the bill left the House that were not here today.
House Speaker Larry Householder says he was one vote shy of sending the energy bill to the governor's office. First Energy Solutions says they need to know soon if they're getting $150 million in subsidies to keep the plants open. Householder was asked if he was worried about delaying the vote.
Well, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. We put our best foot forward, as you know, when the bill was in the House and passed it and sent it over to the Senate, and they put their best foot forward. The only thing we're lacking right now is we're missing about four people in their chairs.
The bill would create subsidies for nuclear, solar, and coal, but end up reducing costs for ratepayers by cutting green energy requirements. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.